there are kind of deeply entrenched institutions which actually practically control huge amounts of what happens with zero to very little democratic insight or even knowledge and understanding. That is unarguably the case. I think the problem with the phrase deep state is when it morphs more towards the Trumpian question of, like, to what extent are there conspiracies going on? Now, of course, there are often conspiracies going on in the deep state, but I think you have to be careful to disentangle the two things. The deep state is real. The deep state actually controls the vast majority of government, and most of the elected people have no understanding or involvement in what's going on. That's just a fact. But that doesn't mean, of course, that everything you now read about, this happened because the deep state, or this is some kind of conspiracy by officials against democratic politics. That is not, you have to treat each of those things on a case-by-case basis. And I think to some extent, therefore, the phrase can be problematic because, you don't want to encourage the idea that there's this sort of generalized conspiracy of officials to thwart democratic politics. Because a lot of what's happening, right, this is where it gets super, super confusing and difficult. Often what's happening is very good, sensible, intelligent officials with genuine public service who actually understand what the hell is going on far better than the idiots who are elected, actually trying to stop the idiots who are being elected doing terrible things. And that happened during COVID. A lot of the things that were best in COVID was the deep state thwarting Matt Hancock, the elected politician, for the benefit of the country.
I could give us some distance to this issue by talking about Japan. So in Japan, the ministries are staffed by the top graduates from University of Tokyo and top universities. They're famously competent, but also very conservative and hidebound. And the politicians, it's openly discussed that the politicians have very little power to override these powerful ministries.
Yeah.
So you could take two different views about this. One is a anti-democratic view that, the power resides in unelected officials. On the other hand, you could take some kind of elitist view saying, but these people know what they're doing.
Exactly. There's a phrase, one of the great things about Russia is the kind of cynical phrases that come out of it. And one of them is, everybody's right and everybody's unhappy. And if you think about this problem, as you say, you can say on the one hand, at least in the term sense, the fact that the quality of the elected people is so desperately bad now across Western governments that, brilliant 30-year-old women who no one's heard of and no one elected actually running things in many ways is for the good, right? But on the other hand, the long-term consequence of this is also that these institutions just become incredibly stale and self-reinforcing, and then almost nothing can change in any way.